Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Debbie.
Hi, good evening. My name is Debbie, and I'm an alcoholic. Gosh, our first meeting of the Southern California Speakers of AA. Woo! All right. This is so exciting. I'm so glad to be here. Welcome, everybody, and welcome the newcomers. Without you, we wouldn't be here. You do definitely keep us sober. I know you keep me sober. And if you don't think you're alcoholic, stick around, because you will be. And I know when I first started, I didn't think I was alcoholic. The only thing that I wanted to do was quit drinking every night. And so when I came in here, that was my goal, was just to simply quit drinking every night. And that was my MO. I didn't drink all day. And at night is when it was my time. And I would plan it. I would look forward to it. By the time 3 o'clock came in the afternoon at work, I'd make sure I had my ciggies and my wine, my Franzia wine. Now, a lot of you know my box wine stories, but I'm not going to go into that tonight because I don't have time. I've only got 10 minutes. But, I went down quick to kind of give you an idea. I didn't start drinking heavily until about 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And what happened to me was I didn't start drinking a lot until I lost a lot of weight. I had gastric bypass surgery 7 years ago. And I had lost all my weight in about 2 years after weight loss. I started at 325 pounds, and now I'm at 150. And I realized at a meeting, I was about 6 months sober, I realized that I changed food for alcohol. And I did not know that at the time. And it hit me. It was kind of this, overwhelming experience when I was at this meeting thinking, I know what I did. I exchanged food for alcohol. That was my thing. And what this program has done for me is it gave me an identity, because at 325 pounds, I had no identity. I grew up overweight, didn't really know who Debbie was, and at 150 pounds, I didn't know who I was, because after being heavy my whole life and having this new body, it's just a facade. Because, see, I knew what was in here. I knew what's in here, but I had to get them kind of correlated, and that was difficult to do. And to kind of give you an idea is I never forget this. I was in Mission Valley Mall, and I was shopping, and I was walking across this big picture window in front of Lane Bryant, which is, of all places, which is a plus-size store. I had lost all my weight, and I was walking by, and I saw this reflection of this lady in the window. And I remember walking by and stopping and thinking, oh, my gosh, that lady has the same outfit on I do. And I stopped, and then she stopped, and I went like this, and she went like this. And it was me. I didn't know who I was. I had no idea. I didn't know for 35 years who I was, and then I had the surgery, lost all the weight, and I couldn't recognize myself. And it was shortly thereafter that I started to drink heavily. Now, I always had the ism in me. I figured, ism to me, I have a lot of isms. But ism also stands for me as I have an incredibly short memory. That's my ism. And I need to make sure that I come to meetings to remind myself that I can never drink again. And for me, making that transition from food to alcohol and kind of realizing, I turned myself in kind of, I went to my doctor and I said, I think I have a problem with drinking, and I explained to her what it was. I have Kaiser, and the next morning I was in the CDRP program. And they were very instrumental in helping me get sober along with you guys. And, it's just been one of those things where I'm able to identify myself now. I get to finally learn who Debbie is. And I realize that the outer shell is just a facade, and it really matters what's in our hearts and what's in our heads. and now I can try to work those two together and be the person that I know that God wanted me to be. I also have a problem with perception. I perceive things a lot differently than other people. I don't suppose any of you guys do that, though. Oh, you do? Oh, good. So I'm in the right place. Yeah, I can justify things. I can rationalize things. I've become very good at that. But I have this program now to identify these things. One of the great gifts of this program has been awareness, is that I'm aware now of what's happening, what's going on. I can take life as it comes to me and live life not for what it is or for what it was, but for what it is and what it could be. You know, I've experienced a lot of changes. I've been sober for 3 years and 8 months, and I've experienced a lot of changes in my life during this time. Since I've been sober, I've gotten divorced. I've lost my mom. Almost lost my sister recently, but I didn't, but it was difficult. I almost lost her right after my mom passed away. But I also have a lot of good things. I have a new relationship in sobriety with a man that I love dearly who's also in the program. I just bought my first house. It was my parents' house, actually, so that was really neat for me to be able to carry that legacy on. So there's been a lot of positive things that have happened, too. I've gone through a lot of changes in the 3 years and 8 months I've been sober. And I couldn't have done it without you, without all of you, without staying sober. There's just no way. There's no way I could have done it because I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have cared. I just would have been interested in coming home and drinking. You know, one of the things that I like about this program is I can experience things the way that they were intended to be experienced. It's, you know, growing up, I grew up in a close-knit family. I'm the youngest of 6 kids, but it's, you know, I was always, you know, it was difficult growing up being in that kind of, you know, that overweight category and trying to fit in with everything. And I didn't experience a lot of the things that I can experience now. And I can identify with a lot of the things that you guys go through every day and all of us. And it's just wonderful to have such an enlightening program to the fact of us all being here for the same reason. Like I said, you know, I didn't come here. I didn't come here to change myself. I came here just simply to quit drinking every night. And what a surprise and a bonus that I got. Because with this program, I'm able to change the quality of my life, the way I live my life. As the Big Book talks about, it is a design for living. And for me, that's been instrumental in you know, doing the things in my daily life and making it part of my everyday thing. You know, some of the things that I do to stay sober is I go to at least 4 or 5 meetings a week. I have a sponsor. I belong to a step study on Thursday nights. And, you know, I'm just looking around the room. It's so nice to see a lot of my friends here. I told you a lot of you I was speaking, and a lot of you came out, and I see a lot of people from my step study, a lot of people from my Sunday morning meeting. I want to thank all of you for coming to this wonderful meeting. Thank you for supporting me over the years. There's a lot of close people in this room that I truly love. And thank you for letting me be a part of this meeting. Thank you, Terry, for asking me to speak for 10 minutes. I had some anxiety about this. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be a 10-minute speaker. How am I going to fit all of it in 10 minutes? And because there's so much to say, there's so much that I want to say, but I'm so glad I had this opportunity to do that. I did lose a little sleep this week over this speaking engagement. Tell the truth, yeah. I shared this at my Sunday morning meeting. I woke up the other night. I had so much anxiety. I woke up the other night at 3 o'clock in the morning watching Napoleon Dynamite in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I do now. The only thing I got down was vote for Pedro. I know that. Yeah. But yeah, so it's been interesting. It's just a thrill to speak, though, and it's just been a lovely experience since I've been sober. And again, thanks to all of you. For the newcomers, keep coming back. I'll tell you, you know, one of my first meetings was a speaker meeting. I went to Old Town Speakers, and the first thing that was told to me is hang with the winners, keep coming back, and get a sponsor and do the steps, and I did. Even I didn't think I was alcoholic at the time, but, it worked. It worked, and I realized that I am alcoholic, and I'm proud of it, and thanks to all of you for being here to support me tonight, and I appreciate it. Love you. All right. Thank you.